And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, the world headquarters of very busy Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing here this morning. Lots of long range and local boats coming in and out and dropping off their great loads of tuna. And we have the man, Captain John Collins, who's a fishing and not expert. And what a great show so far, and a lot more coming down. And what a great prize, thanks to John and Captain Frank.
Man, you said it. No doubt we're having a fantastic time with John. If you want to join us this morning, it's 213-432-1090. That's the phone number. Been packed all morning, but we got another full hour of taking your phone calls. Again, 213-432-1090, or text the show. Texting the show can only happen via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download that app, and when you fire it up, the first thing you'll see as you scroll down is a tab for texting the show, and you can send your questions in. And we would love to read them. And, man, as Pete said, such a cool prize, and thanks so much to Frank and John for putting this together for us. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to be winning a $250 gift certificate to the Royal Polaris. So cool, and we're so stoked to get to give that away. It's just going to be a great, great prize.
Yeah.
A great time today, and so much fun with John, just talking fishing and fun having the man in here this morning.
Yeah, speaking of the man, our SAC spotter plane pilot, Tom Green, is online as promised. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, I got you now. You went out there for a second. Yeah, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Hey, I can answer that question everybody was asking the last time I was on the radio.
Yeah.
Are the fish coming up? They're here.
They're here. Yeah, they're no longer coming up. They're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went flying. I had a little work to do on the airplane and plus some other things to do and happened to go outside La Jolla. And I was just a few miles northwest of La Jolla and saw school after school after school of big bluefin. Big school.
So cool, Tom.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And that was by accident. I really, honest to God, wasn't out looking. I was just doing some work on the airplane, getting it tuned up and making sure everything was working good. And it was. The airplane took me right to them.
Now you said La Jolla, right? This wasn't Cedros. This wasn't top end.
No,
you were talking La Jolla.
La Jolla. I never fly in the U.S. waters. So I was just, like I said, I was just tuning up the airplane, making sure everything was working good. And I don't feel comfortable unless I'm over the water. And so I thought I'd go out there and do it. And there they were. They jumped out in front of me.
Gee, wow. So were they on bait balls? Were they just swimming?
No. These were all breezers, Pete. Just great big black spots, lazy shiners, like big fish do. Wow. You know how when they roll so slow and easy. It was beautiful.
Wow, that's incredible. So did you fly anywhere else?
No. I wasn't looking. I was just, like I said, doing some work on the plane.
Doing a little plane checkout.
Yeah, just, and that was that. And so I talked to Ken Frankie, and if weather permitting, I'm going to go out there tomorrow and really give it a good scrubbing, but... Then I heard there was fish all the way up to the outside Long Beach. So,
wow.
Like I said, they're here. I knew they were coming. I just didn't know when.
Yeah.
But they're here now. Tell the guys they can go now.
On this side of the border. Now that they're on this side of the border, Tom, do we have to be concerned with the San Pedro Saners kind of getting involved in the thing? Or are they interested in that?
Not really. I mean, first of all, I saw 2,000 tons of fish. I think they've got a quota for 300 tons or whatever they've got. And they can only catch 20 tons at a time. and they're catching squid, which brings them more money than the bluefin. So they're not about to stop for the squid. So no.
Gotcha.
And even if they were going to get involved, they could be done in 2 days. I mean, their quota is nothing.
Yeah.
In the big scheme of things compared to what I saw out there, you know?
Yeah. And they, like you say, they can make more money on squid, so might as well just.
Oh, yeah. No, the squid, that's factory
work. Good, yeah, stay there. It's good news for us. Catch all the squid you want.
Don't worry, they will.
Yeah. So, and so you're going to fly probably tomorrow for SAC and put the Sport Fishing Association boats on the fish.
Well, I'm going to go, most likely, I'm going to go down below because I get nervous in the U.S. I love Mexico, so I'm going to go down below, look for the yellowfin and see if we can find some Dorado and just see what else is going on and take a look. But, yeah, no, I'm sure I'll slide over the top of them just because I like to look at them.
Oh, all right. Well, the good news is they're here, and get on a boat and go fishing. And Tom Green, SAC Spotter Plane Pilot, keep us posted on what you see, okay?
Pete, I promise I will. You guys go out and have a lot of fun. Go
all
get
right.
them.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the
program. You bet.
This morning. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
See you, Tom.
A great text from our friend Dan, who's standing by right now waiting to board the Searcher, I think one of those ultra-limited load trips on the Searcher. He says, can you use the RP knot on fluoro to mono? If not, what knot do you suggest?
Now, I would recommend on the fluoro to mono, I just tie a Seaguar knot. That seems to be the best connection from fluoro to mono.
The Seaguar knot?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Just a three-turn.
Easy one.
It's a three-turn. Very, very easy to tie. You just want to put a short piece of fluoro on your mono. That's the way to do it. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Next up, we're going to talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show. I have two quick questions. One, is there a double RP knot, and is there a need for that? And two, what is the easiest or proper way to set your drag?
Okay. As far as a double RP knot, there's no reason to tie a double RP knot, period. Just tie it the way it shows on YouTube on the Let's Talk Hookup video. That seems to be the way to do it. The bottom line is keep the knot small and strong, and that should be good for any application you may need it for.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Another follow-up knot from Brian in Harupa Valley. I was on the Shogun fishing for bluefin. I had a crew member tie on a hook. He tied a knot that leaves the hook free like a uni-knot. I can't find the knot info anywhere. I caught a 60-pound bluefin on 30-pound and a circle hook. The circle hook almost bent straight, but the knot was very strong. Do you know what knot? Or can you make a video of that?
I think there's videos on that. Is that a Frilene?
Is it Perfection Loop, maybe?
Yeah.
Could be a bunch of things. But when he said it was like a uni knot, it could be very possible that they just tied a uni knot, and then rather than cinch it tight to the hook, they... You know, you could leave a quarter inch, you know, still hanging, and so yeah, hard to say. Hard to say what that is about knowing.
And then when you get bit, it just cinches right down.
Cinches right down. Yeah.
Is there any advantage in your eyes to tying a knot where the hook is swinging free?
If you want the hook to swing free, use a ring hook.
Use a ring hook. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and that way you can test your knot too.
Absolutely.
You can't test your knot. Well, you can test a perfection loop.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
but you can't really test that uni knot, really.
The perfection loop's always one of those ones that I like so much because, you know, obviously we all want a knot that's as strong as possible. And, you know, on the knot testing machine at the Fred Hall show, you go to the Iser booth and, you know, the San Diego knot is this amount of pounds and the double is this and the uni knot is that. And the perfection loop breaks so much lower. You know, it's nowhere near. With that said, every fish that's ever been caught out of every ponga ever in Mexico was all on a perfection loop. You know what I mean? Like, sure, it doesn't, you know, maybe by the numbers, it doesn't hold as strong as this one or that one, but still, it is incredibly strong, you know, and tied properly, it's probably not going to be what fails you either.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, when you tie a knot like that, especially on light line, the rod you're going to use is usually going to have a very soft tip.
Such a good point.
And it's just not going to have that much pressure on the knot itself. And like I said, the rod's going to be absorbing so much of that because it's so soft.
I know fly fishing guides, that's probably one of the favorite knots to tie is the perfection loop.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
For onto flies and such like that. Because it gives the fly an action, okay. I guess. I don't know.
Right.
I don't tie it, but I learned that. That was like one of the first knots I ever tied on the Qualifier 105 down on the big trips. It's like the guys are tying it on like 100 pound, 130 pound.
Right.
I have a bad habit of just putting extra wraps when I'm not tying a San Diego knot. Like I just, you know, I never count them. I just start twisting them up and, you know, and then away they go. And then when I'm, when we're doing that, fly fishing. In your tide, especially those real little flies, you know, all of a sudden I look at them like, oh man, I can't have a 10-turn big old giant knot on a fly that's the same size. I better cut this thing off and do it all over again.
So. Yeah. Yep. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Chuck from Dana Point is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Chuck. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think couldn't go out, so here I am again on the phone with you guys. Always a pleasure to hear you guys. Now, you know, before the internet, you had to fish by the old guys to learn anything. But what a lot of people forget is the fish count to the deck hands all the way to the captain. It's like a scoreboard, and they're going to help you any way they can. So there's not a question that you shouldn't ask them. Don't be afraid to ask them. That's their pride is their fish count. But what I'm getting at is the new lines with the crimps when you're doing your flat falls and all that. I don't hear anybody saying about melting the end. That was an old school trick. If they ever gave up, you'd have that seal for, like, you know, security. But I don't see anybody mentioning that anymore. With fluorocarbons and stuff, is that not necessary anymore?
I would highly recommend leaving enough a tag line to melt. You cut your fluoro or mono at an angle, which leaves a smaller amount of the line to be heated up. And I highly recommend anytime you crimp, melt the end of it, leave a nice big long piece of it, and then bring it down to the actual end of the crimp itself before you crimp it tight.
No doubt.
I've seen
safety measure.
We had a guy on one of the boats that I was on. He used the kite leaders and he forgot to crimp it, but he melted the fluoro. And without crimping it, we landed a fish about 140 pounds on the kite. And the crimp was not crimped down, but just burning the end of that mono and flattening it out against the end of the lighter was enough to keep that from going through the crimp itself.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, we make those flat fall leaders in the tackle store by the hundred. You know, every day we make a piece of 200-pound swivel crimped on one end, a real heavy-duty split ring in the other for a guy to spin it onto his flat fall, and we wouldn't ever, I mean, everyone always burned every time. Like, it's right. there's no reason not to.
Not to, because you can do it away from the line and not damage it, and then pull your crimp tight.
Exactly. Yeah. You do that process before you make the crimp. So yeah, you push the line through the crimp, bring a whole bunch of tag end out, you know, a foot or so. Then you burn it, you know, you hold it away from the main line so you're just melting the end of it. I usually like to hold the lighter open and I bring the material to the lighter so you're just touching the end of it. Make sure that it's completely cooled off before you do bring it down so you're not bringing a real hot end next to the main line, and then snug everything up, crimp it, and you're good to go.
Yeah. You tap it against the head of the lighter there to flatten it out, make it circular, and bring it down, and it's not going to go through that crimp.
Yeah,
that's it.
For sure.
Can I interrupt you once?
Yeah. You're not interrupting.
I have one question, and this has been, I've been thinking about this for a long time, is that we hear a lot of people that hook big fish on flat falls, cold snipers, they swallow the jig, and all the time they're fighting this fish and they wind up getting chewed off. They come up, their line's frayed because their teeth on a bluefin are so sharp. Has anybody ever tried using single strand wire, about a 6-foot piece of maybe 130-pound test single strand, attached to the cold snipers or the flat fall to keep from that happening?
I mean, sure, not that I'm aware of. You know, no reason that it.
I mean, we've had some people say wire, but I've never tried it.
We definitely.
But why not, right?
I'm going to try it. I got an 8-day trip coming up next month, and.
How are you tying that wire?
Haywire twist.
Okay.
A couple of the boat. You know, a lot of the. you know, whatever you call it, highliner, you know, four-pack and six-pack type guys, have us help them with a lot of their tackle, not because they don't have the ability, just because they don't have the time, and making, like, the frozen flyer type rigs and things like that. And there are several of them that like to use wire from the as the trailer hook from the J-hook back to treble.
Okay.
Not honest to God, not because they think it's stronger. It's just for longevity reasons. You know, I mean, a piece of a heavy-duty piece of fluorocarbon, just as strong, just as proper. But, you know, those guys day in, day out and burning through them and, you know, potentially going through five or ten a day, they just get better longevity out of that piece of – we use multi-strand wire, you know, either 275 or 400. So the application of wire, I mean, no doubt, I'm sure that it would work, especially in a low-light condition. It's sure not going to keep you from getting bit or anything.
No, it wouldn't keep you from getting bit, and it would. There's no way in the world a bluefin's going to chew off 100 to 130 pound test single strand wire. It's,
yeah,
it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Wayne Cota from CCA just sent me a picture of the Rapala knot, or Rapala knot, which is a loop knot for the hook, and it looks like a good knot. Yeah, so thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. A guy that's always got an opinion on something and a good knot and a good way to do it, and that's our buddy Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, that FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. They are now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Good morning, Dave Hansen.
Captain Dave.
Hey, Pete, Rick, John, great show.
Thank you.
Listening to you guys. But, man, what I want to say is last week when I was getting ready to hang up, I said, man, it'll be so interesting to see what happens this week with some bitching weather. And oh, my gosh, we were not disappointed.
Yeah, you nailed that one.
The volume of fish. I was with my sister yesterday. She has some of the most incredible Instagram posts on the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Instagram of bluefin watching trips. The whale watch trips turned into bluefin watching trips, and the just the footage she has is just absolutely incredible. The volume of fish you see, and you can see the cars driving down the freeway. You can see the cars driving on the, and there's fish in, like Wooly was saying, there's fish in 60 feet of water. There's fish out to the 267. If you can't see land, you went way too far. way too far. My deckhand, who just got his captain's license, he's commercial fishing those bluefin up here in California. He had three fish day before yesterday, all over 200 pounds, with Fashion Island in the background.
Wow.
It's just absolutely unbelievable, the amount of fish in the water from the rigs all the way down to your border, and then what's going on? Here comes yellowfin, there's Dorado, I mean... The offshore thing is just insane, and it's really, it's not even offshore. You're fishing at 60 feet of water out to 600 feet of water. The volume of bluefin in the water up here is unbelievable. I have some clients that have been talking to me. This has really actually been going on since Tuesday is when they first started getting on this fish. And if you're sharp and if you're one of the good guys, like you guys have been talking about, the good jig thrower, the good knot tire, the good bait thrower, these guys have been getting limits every day looking at cars driving down the road.
Wow.
It's just absolutely insane what's going on up here. And then I talked to Jeff at the bait barge, Rick. He was like, it's like Jaws here this morning, yesterday morning. There was so anything that floats. But the big problem, and I don't want to throw any negative in this, but there's so many private boaters that want to go out of Dana Point because that bluefin's there. They're in a massive remodel at Dana Point Harbor right now. They're massive remodel. So the parking is really gnarly. I had guys calling up at 5 o'clock in the morning yesterday going, Dave, what am I going to do? There's nowhere to park. Well, get there early, 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 guys. The parking is the parking. I had one client that had to drive his trailer all the way back to Orange, leave his kids down on the boat, and then come back down after he dropped his trailer off in Orange. So,
wow.
Like Tom was just saying, Green, they're not going to get any closer, gang. They, if you're waiting for them to get closer, you are out of your ever-loving. I guess you gun deal report next week that it's wide open on the beach, I guess.
Yeah, that's the only step left.
Oh, yeah.
Grunions in the surf.
Well, and
exactly.
You know, Danny and Jeff and the boys at Fish Dope have been doing such a great job keeping you live reports, everything, all the information, fishdope.com, a must-have for you right now if you're a private voter or you just want to know, keep posted what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, here's a new deal we're doing. Anybody that wants to sign up to my website right now for the next month, it's 14 free days. You get 14 free days. So if you've never been over to the website, you've never seen it, you hear me and Rick and Pete talk about it every day, you got nothing free. The F-R-E-E, it's free. YourSaltWaterGuide.com. I can't make it any cheaper than free. I don't know. I guess I'd
really?
Have to start paying you.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay,
free
maybe
for
next week
14
start paying.
Days.
Okay, all
yeah,
right, free
right.
for 14 days. All right, Captain Dave, Your Saltwater Guide, thanks for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You got to. Who knows what we're going to be talking about next week?
Kidding,
my
man.
Goodness.
Yeah, who knows? He may be paying you next week. I don't know.
Yeah.
Good job, Dave.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate
Talk
it.
To you next week. Bye,
hey.
John.
Hey, we got a little bonus to the catcher board here. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tributes on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, we're doing great. Love hearing all this great fishing going. Is it continuing?
You know, there's a lot of fish around this morning. Right now we're stopped on a spot of fish that probably range anywhere from 30 pounds on up to 300 pounds, and they're hanging out under the boat. You know, the area that bit really well yesterday, a lot of bait moved in, a lot of anchovies. So definitely some pretty scenic fish here this morning, giant foamers of fish anywhere from 17 pounds on up to things that look like the Loch Ness Monster coming up. But very good sign of bluefin, very, very nice weather. And we had some flatfall fishing last night and picked up a handful of fish. Big one went in at 200 pounds. Definitely lost more than we probably should have. But, you know, typical big fish fishing. And it's kind of funny this morning we're sliding on spots that you can't tell the guys what to go in the water with. You see, you know, 17 to 25 pounders, and then all of a sudden you see something that comes out of the water and it takes 4 seconds for it to clear its back.
Wow. Jeez. Wow. So bring everything.
Oh, yes. Yes, bring everything. And that's, you know, it's almost comical, some of these spots you slide on. And it's like, I can't tell you what to go in the water with. Cross your fingers and good luck. And we, you know, we probably lost 10 fish this morning, guys, you know, hooking them on a 40 pound. And it's just,
wow.
They go away pretty quickly.
What is the trick to get them to bite, Mike, and get them on the boat?
You know, yesterday a lot of us started down below the border, quite a bit below the border, and we made a long, long run throughout the middle of the day, and there was some pretty good fishing to be had up here yesterday afternoon. Yesterday morning as well, a fly line bait on 25 to 40 pound has been ideal for that smaller grade fish. Last night we really had some good opportunities on the sinker rig and on the flatfalls. We just we got our butt kicked.
Wow. So
like you said, bring everything.
Yeah. So you're saying that there's fish way south of the border all the way up to San Pedro?
Yeah. I heard one of our regulars had his buddy just outside San Clemente, like a few miles off the beach, and knocked out a limit a couple of days ago. So
wow.
I've heard of fish behind Anacapa, so there's your spread.
Yeah, pretty good spread.
Wild.
Well, if somebody wants to run on the Tribute, do you have any spots available? What's your schedule?
I think this week's full. Then we start getting into our charter, so weekends are going to be completely gone till November. But next week there is some one-day and day-and-a-half spots available. We have another giant foamer up here next to us.
Wow.
About 300 yards. We're going to go see how big they are.
Okay, cool.
You can give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. This is a good one. This spot's probably 200 yards across, and it's It looks really neat. We're going to go see what we can do with it.
Wow. All right.
Crazy,
we'll go get them.
Crazy.
There it is. Live radio right there.
Have a great day.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the check, and good luck on that foamer, too.
We need a live video feed.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be
those
cool.
Guys pulling into those things.
Yeah.
That's
that
pretty
would
awesome.
Be cool.
You wouldn't even have to talk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
I think you just have to be in the beat button for every other word that I said. Oh,
yeah.
Did you see that? Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to John. We're going to jump back in and talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, John. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, John. Should be against the law to put all that kind of information out. It's just hard on my heart.
Get you too excited?
Yeah, especially when you're sitting on the beach.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, John, a couple questions. First one is, I know you're not using a mono top shot, and is that any disadvantage when you're fishing for those bigger fish? I'm kind of old school. I always like, you know, a fairly decent top shot just for the shock absorption. Is your rod a little softer tip when you're doing that? And then my second question is, years ago when I was just starting to use fluorocarbon, a guy who used to do a lot of long-range fishing, he showed me the connection, and he used the surgeon knot. And I've been using a double surgeon knot for years. Thing has not failed. And I've looked online, and I've tied the three-turn surgeon loop. Then I saw a guy that recommended a four-turn surgeon loop connection there, and they all seem pretty bulky. Am I sacrificing anything with just a two-turn surgeon loop connection?
Well, number one, I would recommend a three-turn surgeon loop just to make sure that it doesn't slip. And that particular connection is good if it's outside your tip when you cast your bait. It is a fairly bulky, especially when you get up in a heavier line. The last thing you want to have that thing do is hit your guides or hang up on the tip when you're casting your bait, because you're going to be doing chumming just like the guy from the bait tank. You want to make sure that particular connection, if you're using about a 4 to 6 foot piece of fluorocarbon attached to your mono, you want that connection outside your tip when you cast the bait.
Okay, good tip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls and a lot more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app in the Mightier 1090.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie ILNS and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated, and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fisherman'slanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Vicelli at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience into every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We are having a great time in here this morning, talking fishing, having fun, telling stories, and talking to you. If you want to get through, there's still time. 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain John Collins, but also your opportunity to win in that $250 gift certificate to the Royal Polaris.
Yeah, pretty awesome there. And thanks to John and thanks to Frank for that. Some great texts coming through, too. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. Jim in National City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Another great show. Hey, you know, I'm going to change direction here with John. I'm going to talk with all this great bluefin. I hate to go here, but I wanted to talk a little bit about bass fishing, which I know John is a true lover of. You know, John, we got a mutual friend, Doug, who works on the San Diego. And what a great guy. You know, I've been laid up here with a bad hip. But Doug has supplied me with bluefin for the last 2 months. Every week, every other week, he gets me a nice piece of bluefin. And what a great guy. You know, he's a cook on at San Diego and loves to bass fish. I mean,
he does love to bass fish.
He's like you, John. I mean, from the minute he hits that water till they blow the whistle and get him off the lake, I mean, he's just a tremendous dedicated bass. You know, he loves that crawdad fishing. And if you ever see him on the boat, he'll love to talk bass fishing with you. But don't do it when he has an order for 20 cheeseburgers and 20 breakfast burritos, because he might not like to talk about bass fishing right then. But, John, I wanted to ask you, huh?
Doug only lives a few blocks from me. We talk on the phone all the time.
Yeah, what a great guy. He's been a great friend to me over the years. But, John, what I wanted to say was 2 years ago, Doug caught a large quantity of 8-pound, and he caught that 14-pounder at Oaktide. I think it was 2 years ago. But this year, of course, I talk to him every week. He's caught a lot of bass, but not that big bass. He's got them like six to, I don't know, maybe touching seven. But 2 years ago, he got many from 8 pounds up to 14. But what I wanted to ask you was, I know you have our buddy up there in Clear Lake, Danny Sansom. Have they been catching those big bass up at Clear Lake?
Danny gets his fair share. He's very low-key, very similar to myself. Doesn't look for a lot of publicity, just likes to get out and catch them. And kind of keep a low profile. If somebody asks him, he'll tell them. But, yeah, he's caught several nice fish up there. I went up there one time with him several years ago, and I took 450 crawdads out there with me. And by the end of the third day, we were almost out of bait.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I think we had 7 over 10 and numerous 5 to 8, 9-pound fish. Just numerous. Incredible bass fishing at that lake.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Jim, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right. We'll jump back into the phones, talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First, John, it's nice that you come out about the sunscreen thing. You know, I was out yesterday, looked at my face, and I know I didn't put it on enough. So it is a big deal, and everybody should put it on. I know I've come home pretty toasted. But my real question is about the 130 direct tie to the fluorocarbon. Where will we find that, online?
Are you talking about that Tony Pena knot or the knot tying 130 fluorocarbon to your
wind hook? On, it would be basic. Yeah, basically from the spectra to the fluorocarbon.
I use a Tony Pena knot on 130-pound, and almost every connection I use a short top shot. I like to use a short top shot in order to allow that bait to swim a little freer. When you're getting bit very close to the boat, it doesn't make a bit of difference whether you have a long top shot or a short one. But when you're having to soak your bait, a lot of times like at Guadalupe or Hurricane Bank or wherever you're fishing for better sized tuna and you have to really get your bait away from the boat, I find that a short top shot allows that bait to swim freer for a longer period of time rather than to have to drag that long top shot. And I do tie the Tony Pena knot right to the fluorocarbon, like I said earlier. When I cast my bait, I like my connection to be between the reel and the first guide. I don't want it on my reel when I cast.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. A nice text from Tom in San Clemente, and he was, where in terms of the Palomar knot come from, and what's your thought on the Palomar knot? A good question.
I've had a lot of people tie the Palomar knot. It's the same thing as we talked earlier with Rick there. It's a great knot unless you cross the line when you tie it.
Yeah. I just have never had good success with a Palomar knot. I'm not a fan, frankly, just for me, my own personal belief.
I know a lot of guys tie it when they're fishing calico bass and fishing smaller fish. Like I said, with a much lighter rod where you have less pressure on the knot itself.
Yeah.
And it's a good knot.
Yeah.
I would not use it on heavy line myself.
Uh-huh.
I know guys that have.
Springer knot would be probably a better choice on heavy line.
Much better.
Just as fast.
And maybe easier.
I tie that on 100 and 130 pound, and I've never had a problem with that Springer knot.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Hey, another great text, speaking of knots. This one was from Pete in Dana Point. Question for John, what knot do you like to use for connecting two pieces of solid spectra?
Okay, this has come up numerous times, and Pete and I have talked about doing a video on splicing solid spectra to solid spectra rather than having to strip it all off and put fresh line in your reel.
You got 3/4 of a spool of line, you got burned off, that's how you fish back in the day. Now you want to fish like John and fish a real short top shot, so you want to add some. Lots of scenarios that create it.
All my reels that I have solid spectra on, most of that is 65-pound line, I have 2 or 3 knots on that somewhere on there to keep the reel full. Roy Rose showed me a knot. He calls it Roy's mistake. He tied it one time, and it really held good, and then it took him 2 hours to figure out what he did. And he kept doing it and finally figured out what it was, and he showed me how to tie it. What it is, basically, it's a 7-turn square knot.
Huh?
It's a little bit involved, but if you watch it very closely, I've never had that knot fail on
Roy's
my solid
mistake.
Spectra. Roy's mistake. I call it a 7-7. It's easy to remember.
Okay.
And I'm telling you what, that knot is great. I know Sanford, a good friend of mine, Sanford Morita, he watched me tie that one time, and on all of his reels that he has solid spectra on, same thing. He's got 2 or 3 connections throughout that reel. He's never had it fail. He loves it.
Pound me down.
And it's a fairly quick knot to tie.
I'm feeling another Let's Talk Hookup video coming on. You got me fired up on that one.
I know. This has been discussed the last two or three years, and Pete and I have to get together. We're going to go ahead and do a video on that knot.
On that knot.
And I think people that are using just solid spectra are really going to appreciate this knot.
Yeah. And that would be solid spectra to solid spectra.
That's correct. Okay. Hollow, you can always splice hollow.
Right.
You can't splice a solid.
No. Yeah, for sure. And rather than doing a back-to-back bimini twist.
You could do
like
a back-to-back uni and so forth, but sometimes it wants to, when you're pulling it, it wants to jump around a lot.
Yeah.
This particular knot, there's no jumping on it whatsoever.
Okay, good stuff. Hey, does John have any, this is from Charlie and Gardena, wants to know if you have any superstitions when you're fishing.
Superstitions.
Like, do you have a, you know...
Are you a no banana guy? Yeah. You know, you got to put your deck boot on three times and tap your head twice?
Frank tells a great story about deck boots, and you have to get that one next time.
I go out there with an open mind, and whatever works, works. If something doesn't work, I may think back why it didn't work when other people are doing good. But as far as superstitions go, no, not really. I don't...
Okay.
No.
All right. Very good.
I heard an old-timer line say it a long time ago, and then you can always hear it, which I always get a chuckle of on Ali's TV show on Local Knowledge in the beginning. And he says that he doesn't believe in superstitions because they're bad luck. You know?
that's right. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. We're going to next up talk to Mike. Mike's called us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Hi, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Doing good. Yeah.
Very well. Okay. Hey, first thing on cast bait. Okay, real quick, the best guy I've ever seen to do it is Mike Lackey. He's got a flip that just, he can outcast anybody I know, and he lays the bait in the water. It's always lively. Now I want to go to my knot. You were just talking about the tie to spectra to spectra, which that was what I was really, really interested in. But now I'm looking at spectra to mono, mono to fluorocarbon. What are the knots you want to use for that?
Okay, depending on the size of spectra and fluorocarbon, anything 80 pound below, I would use the RP knot to connect the mono to the spectra, and then the fluorocarbon to the mono. Usually you don't need a very long piece of fluorocarbon since you've already got the mono on the reel. I would use the three-turn surgeon loop. And it's about a six-foot piece. That's all you're going to need.
Okay. All right. That sounds easy. Okay, great. Thanks a lot. We're learning a lot here.
This has been great.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
How about Rob in La Jolla up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Rob. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was just curious if the majority of the bluefin they're picking them up during the daytime bite or how about nighttime? I was wondering if that's comparable at all, you know, as far as the amount of fish they're getting as far as bluefin.
Boy, they're catching. I was just down talking to Roy on the boat before I came upstairs for the show here. He just pulled in. And, man, you better have some no-dos. that's all I can say.
Yeah.
You've got all day to fish. That seems like the medium-sized fish are biting pretty good during the day. They're getting some big ones. But for the most part, the big fish are at night, and it could happen at 9 o'clock, at midnight, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like I said, take some no-dos and be ready to go 7/24.
We were talking about that with Carl yesterday, and the problem, Rob, is it's just not – none of this is like a black or white answer. There's been so much fish, and, I mean, we heard Mike Pritchard just talking about it. You know, it's just so mixed up this year. I mean, the schools are from 20 to 220, and they catch them fly-lining baits with light line and small hooks on one school, and then the very next spot is a foamer, and guys are catching them on colt snipers, and then in the evening it's all about the heavy flat fall. And it's just, you know, we try so much to direct, you know, the guy coming out to bring the right stuff. But, man, if you got it this year, you just need to bring it. And you kind of need to be prepared for a half a dozen scenarios because it's very common for all six of those scenarios to pan out on every trip.
You're absolutely right. And, I've got a theory that I use on that here. If I was fishing 30-pound line and I fired a bait out, I got bit, and you could feel that thump. And I mean a solid thump. You put the reel in gear, and that line starts taking off, and you know it's a big fish. I just put my thumb on the reel and break it off.
Really? End the pain now.
Especially with a 30-pound test line. I mean, you're going to wind that thing's going to wind up going. You get down to the bottom of the spool, and unfortunately, it could break there.
Sure.
It could break way up the line. But when I know it's a fish too big to land on 30 pound,
how do you know?
You can just feel it. It's a feeling you get.
All right.
You can tell just by the way it hits that bait. You can feel that solid.
But you can feel it. But the average guy, can he feel it?
I mean, I think you know when you know. I mean, all fish peel line off the reel and go screaming. But when it's a, you know, when you hook a 150 or 180 or a 200 pounder on 30 pound,
you feel the weight.
You know. You just know.
You feel
know.
It.
Yeah. Or when the fish is just going steady and you got as much drag as you possibly can use, and you watch that rod tip and you see that super slow, solid tail beat.
Yeah.
You go, oh, shit, I'm in trouble.
Or if it's just peeling line, and then all of a sudden it gets fired up, and all of a sudden it's, you know, you're thinking you're giving it all it can take, and then it gets a little fired up, and it's just, all of a sudden it's going three times as fast now, and it never slowed down with what you had to give it the first time.
So, oh, you're absolutely
right. I'm in real trouble here.
I say forget it. It's not worth the hassle.
Go get another one.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, another text question. Did John own the American Angler in the late 90s?
I wished.
Yeah.
No, I worked on the boat from 1991 to 2003. I worked for Dan Sanson, who owned the boat at that time. And then he actually built the boat in 1986. And I managed Point Loma Sport Fishing from 87 to 91. And Dan wanted me on the boat, so I went over and got my license and went on the boat, worked with him for 12, 13 years. And he sold the boat to Brian and Sam Patella, and then I came over to the Royal Polaris and worked on there.
Okay. So there was the connection.
That's correct.
Yeah. But you worked for Danny for many years.
Yeah, 91 to 2003.
Yeah. And he was kind of like one of your largemouth bass fishing buddies, too.
Yeah, right? We fished largemouth bass a lot.
Yeah, that's one of his passions, too.
Another fun text. This was from Mike and Marietta. Can you ask John, do you think that there's a possibility that we'll ever see local Wahoo again?
Yeah, why not? You get the right, everything's the right conditions. I mean, you get that warm water year like we had a few years ago here. I mean, guys, I remember that friggin' boat had the crew over there, and they got 29 wahoo off Genoa at Coronado Islands, and they were catching them on a rock pile, and there was kelps outside of La Jolla, and up the line they were catching, and there were all the big slugs, and there were the jumbos that they were catching there. No reason to believe we wouldn't get wahoo up here if the conditions are right for the wahoo. Yeah, absolutely.
I dig it. All right, we'll appreciate that. Hey, let's jump into the phones, talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everyone's having a good day. Rick, congratulations.
Thank you, Chuck, very much.
So you kind of touched on what I was going to ask earlier. For those that do want to run mono, you know, with the Spectra for a little longer shock absorption zone, what knot connection do you recommend? Is there one that doesn't hang up on the spool?
Well, I think any knotted connection could possibly hang up on the spool. That's just a fact of life.
Part of it.
What you want to do is if you're going to use that kind of a connection, use a long enough connection so that when you cast, that's still on your spool when the bait hits the water. And then you let the bait swim, and if it starts to hang up a little bit, you just take your hand and kind of work it off the reel with your hand, your thumb, and stuff like that. That's why I prefer to fish a short top shot.
What about the guy? Is it wrong to fish mono and then a short top shot fluoro?
Not at all. Guys will tell you. But I like to do that if the fish are biting close to the boat. I would do that for sure.
With mono?
Use mono, sometimes straight mono. You don't even need fluorocarbon when they're biting that
so
good.
So without a long soak.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But a long soak.
So if they're biting.
A long soak, I like the least amount of pressure on that bait to be able to keep that bait swimming like it did when it hit the water.
How do you hook your bait?
I have two ways that I like to hook. I like to hook it on the neck, especially if the fish are up, particularly up. Nothing excites me more than to see that bait swimming out there and watch the water just explode. And your line jumps, and you go, oh, that was on my bait. It just makes your heart pump. And then also like a belly hook bait, sometimes you cast that bait out belly hook, and as it takes off, more often than not, when you get bit that way, it's usually a very quick bite.
It's a quick bite. Yeah. And that's something you don't want to soak for a long time.
That's correct. Yeah. I don't particularly like nose hooking a bait. The only time I might ever do that is fishing any kind of a weight, sinker weight, sliding weight or whatever, or if there's a lot of current.
Okay.
I might nose hook a bait, but for the most part, I like to know where my bait's at, and I can tell where it's at when I neck hook a bait or belly hook a bait.
You circle hook or J hook guy?
I'm a circle hook guy 100%.
Even for small circle hooks? and they're finicky and stuff like that? You like a smaller circle hook versus a J-hook?
There's some definitely varied opinions on that, but I just don't want to take – I want to hook the fish in the corner of the mouth. I do not want a gut hook, especially any kind of a fish that has teeth.
Like bluefin.
Like bluefin.
Yeah, and that shake their head. And they know how to saw you off.
SOBs, man. SOBs.
Yeah, they do that.
Again, that's a varied opinion. Some guys will use the small J-hooks on –
and have success.
And have good success, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of preference.
Yeah. But seems like with, especially with bluefin, that that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook, that's that like number one.
The bottom line is when they get chewed off, I look at the guy, I don't want to say, I told you so, but I just look at him and say, John, don't say a word, John.
Don't say it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing because they got a $250 gift certificate to the Royal Polaris. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Rock Hop Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout, workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parker in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. All right, going fishing. $250 on the RP. That's going to Bruce in Lemon Grove. Bruce, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked fishing with the gang on the Royal.
No kidding. And John, thank you so much. You always have so much knowledge for
great.
Us. It's just like, I mean, I'm going to go back. After the show, you're going to show me that Roy's mistake knot. I want to know. I want to know for sure. What is Roy's mistake, right?
Oh, yeah.
But because sometimes, you know, you break that spectra and you want to connect two pieces of Power Pro together, and you got to have, and you not have hollow, you need to have good knot there.
You mentioned
sure.
It is a great knot.
Yeah, and then we'll have Tommy P do a video on that too and put it on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show YouTube channel for sure. What's the next trip that people can look forward to going fishing with you?
I have an 8-day on the Independence, and by the way, we just had a cancellation yesterday.
Really?
There you go.
So wow.
If somebody's interested in going with me, the middle of August.
Holy mackerel.
You give Judy a call.
Yes, please.
619-226-6006.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have you join us. It's a limited load trip, 26 guys.
Oh man, on that boat.
Yeah. Wow. Independence, what a great rig.
It's a good fishing club. Yeah. There's no question.
Those guys really built that thing great.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, so and
the bait capacity.
They carry a little bait.
Holds a little bit of bait and a little bit of fish, huh?
Yeah.
like 600 scoops, something like that.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty amazing.
We hold three on my boat. We're 597 scoops less than Independence.
Well, John, that would be so. Independent Sport Fishing, Dr. Your lovely wife, Judy, and he'll grab that spot. And, and what's next after that?
What's next after that is the next trip that I have scheduled is the middle of March, an 18 days, 18 guys. And
I was out on the RP?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about Roy and that crew on that boat.
Boy.
Those guys are absolutely off the chart as far as their knowledge and professionalism go.
And I imagine there'll be a little bass fishing in between those two.
I hope that they bite a little bit earlier this year because I'm going to be out a lot.
All right, John. Thanks again. Thanks for all your help.
Great show,
and glad you're hanging in there with that, what you went through there for sure. And thank you to JP for manning the phones and the board today. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. We'll be back. Actually, I won't be back. I'm headed for Katmai Lodge on Friday for our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip up to Katmai. And Danny Wade will be here with Rock Cod Rick next Saturday, Surface Iron Expert. And then next Sunday, you heard it, Captain Roy Rose stepping off the Royal Polaris and right here into the world headquarters with Rock Cod Rick. That's going to be next Sunday. A couple of great shows. Thanks for listening today. I'll try and call from Katmai, give you a little report up there. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.